Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's check in with Tina Stewart at the 40 now. Find out what's going on with your favorites or least favorite celebrities in some cases. Tina Stewart at the 40 being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Become a holiday hero. They've got $1,000 holiday loans now available. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. So what's going on, Dina?
All right, Tallulah Bell Willis's costume, a throwback to one of her father Bruce Willis's movies.
Okay.
The Fifth Element.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so she shared a picture of her Lilu costume, which is basically the white bandage outfit and
bright
orange
wig. The woman that he meets, her, right?
Right. She's the main character in the movie played by Mia Jovovich.
Okay.
So she's the female character of the film. Yeah, orange wig should really kind of stand out to you.
Yeah.
But if you're not familiar with the film, all you need to know about the costume is that it leaves very little to the imagination.
Yeah,
wait
much.
A second. How old is she? Mm-hmm.
Well, she's 25, but
I mean, she's an adult.
Yeah, I know, but you're on an Instagram account with your dad. I mean, your dad's seen all this. It's just kind of weird.
Or something.
Well,
I mean,
he's
25.
I mean, he saw it with the actress before.
I know, but do you think he wants to see it on his daughter? I mean, I was able to count every rib.
She's a big
I'm
girl
just
now.
Saying. Not
I haven't
really.
Seen the picture yet.
Oh,
but
yeah.
How many ribs are you supposed to have?
Say that for now.
I'm just saying, I could see more than I think I needed to ever see of Tallulah Bell Willis.
What's more attractive is a girl with a McRib.
A what?
There you go.
Yeah,
McRib.
McRib from McDonald's.
Oh, a McRib.
Bringing you a McRib.
That is so attractive.
Okay.
Dina's Dirt.
I
think I still have my ribs.
Kevin Hart will reportedly not sue or file an insurance claim against Jared Black, the driver who was responsible for crashing Kevin's 1970 Plymouth Barracuda on September 1st. Now, the reason why Kevin decided not to go after Jared is because he's friends with Jared and his fiance. Plus, the guy's fiance is the trainer of Kevin's wife. You want to make sure she's getting the best training possible, right?
Right.
We don't want her to mess with that program.
Right. The abs.
But
the
Jared, he suffered some serious injuries. He might still sue Kevin
mm-hmm.
for not equipping the car with the proper seatbelts.
But they're friends, though.
I know.
Why does everybody have
friends.
To sue each other?
We can sue our friends?
Maybe because they don't want to have to pay for all the recovery and rehab and all that stuff themselves. That's why he has to sue him, I guess.
I'm suing Lopez just for the sake of suing
it's
him.
Fine.
For just being too darn good looking.
Well, I don't know. That's not the case I'm bringing on.
I didn't put you in your seatbelt.
Congratulations to Ricky Martin and his husband, Juan Josef. They welcome their fourth child. Love the name. It's a son named Ren. I like it. R-E-N-N.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Ren. And Ren joins his 11-year-old twin brothers, Matteo and Valentino, and his big sister, 10-month-old Lucia.
Cool.
DinaStirt.com.
And Kylie Jenner just unveiled her baby Stormy's Halloween costume for this year. A lot of fans not too happy about it. They're calling Kylie narcissistic, first of all, because she's dressing up her daughter as a mini-me, basically.
Okay.
So Stormy's 20 months old, and there's this picture of her in this cute lacy purple feathered gown with a purple wig. She's got the little mini purse and everything. And this is the exact same outfit that Kylie Jenner wore to the 2019 Met Gala. Maybe not the exact same outfit size-wise, but it's an exact replica of the
That's cool.
Size-wise. I don't know. But a lot of people are saying that, you know, she's being narcissistic and she should have dressed her as something more kid-friendly like Elsa or Peppa Pig.
Is she not normally narcissistic?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not
true.
To be mean, but aren't they generally kind of like that?
That's true.
And what costume could she dress her in that would get no mean comments?
That's true,
all, very true.
Is that
too.
Even possible?
Why would you dress her up like that? Why would you dress her as a bad?
I know.
Blah, blah, blah. You're right.
She doesn't even have a costume on. Why are you bashing it?
She's 20 months old. At a year and a half, I don't think the kid knows what she wants anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks fantastic. And now I want the costume.
Yeah, it's probably,
for myself.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people are going to actually use that idea as a costume.
It's $500 online.
DinaStirt.com.
It's your dirt at 640. Got more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go. Dina's got your latest gossip being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They're your holiday hero. They've got $1,000 holiday loans now available. For all the details and to see if you qualify, visit pvcu.org. So we see you doing dirt over there, Dina. What we got?
Well, it's been a whirlwind of Game of Thrones rumors over the last 24 hours. What is going on? I'll lay it all out for you.
Game
of Thrones promised us two prequels.
Yes. Okay? Promise is the word,
promise.
Right? Promise.
In writing. But it looks like we're only getting one. So HBO has dropped the prequel that would have had Naomi Watts as the lead. There were post-production issues. They had to re-edit the initial cut. It wasn't well received. Rumors about where they were filming in Northern Ireland. However, House of Dragon, the other Game of Thrones prequel, will go forward. That's already gotten a 10-episode straight-to-series order.
So it must have tested real
well. According
to
Deadline. Yep, that one's doing good. That one takes place 300 years before the original story focuses on Daenerys Targaryen's family. While the other prequel series, the one that was canceled, was set to take place 5,000 years before the events in Game of Thrones, and that's the one we're not going to get to see.
What happened? Like, people had their cell phones on them during the shoot?
Maybe they just had a bad story, I guess?
I just wonder if it was just too far removed from the story we know, where people just weren't as interested in it.
That's too bad. I'll take the crummy spinoff.
Yeah.
I mean, Game of Thrones was, like, awesome.
I'll take anything.
A crummy one is probably pretty good.
Yeah.
DinaStirt.com. Hulk Hogan left a little bit shaken up after he had a scary plane landing in Iceland. The wrestling legend was en route to Saudi Arabia for an event with fellow WWE veteran Jimmy Hart when the private plane they were flying had some sort of an issue, so they had a really bumpy landing in Iceland. That's where they were forced to land.
Wow.
And he shared footage from the tarmac showing that they blew out their tires, the brakes melted.
Whoa.
He said, this thing's not going anywhere.
That's
wow, how did
scary.
Boy, what an announcement the captain had to make on that flight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, glad they're okay, right? They landed safely.
I just want to let everyone know our brakes have melted.
Oh. Good news is we're not out of pretzels.
That's scary.
What, being out of pretzels?
I'm glad.
I know.
I'm glad they're okay.
Yes, they are okay.
Sheesh.
Heavens.
You too.
Kevin Spacey off the hook in a second sexual assault case. We previously reported that the therapist who had accused him of assault passed away. Now that case has been officially dropped. And, of course, you know, you're always disappointed to hear that something that should have gone forward in court is not going to now. But the problem is they say that it can't be proved without the participation of the victim who is now deceased. He died of cancer. So no worries, though. Many more investigations still pending. So it's not like Kevin Spacey. He's in the clear by any means. We'll be hearing more about those stories for sure.
DinaStirt.com.
And Olivia Newton-John dishing some behind-the-scenes details about Grease. Now, she's holding an auction benefiting cancer treatment in Beverly Hills, featuring 500 pieces of memorabilia. And one of the outfits that's going up is the black pants that she wore at the end of Grease.
Skin-tight pants?
Yes.
Oh, I had such the crush on her and those pants.
Speaking of skin-tight, they were so skin-tight that the zipper broke. And she said she had to be sewn into the pants.
Oh, my gosh.
For the scene. And as a matter of fact, the zipper is still broken. So if you bid on these pants, just know they're coming damaged.
Well, maybe you can talk them down on price.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, the zipper's
maybe.
Broken.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't pay more than $5,000.
Already been worn.
Right.
Goodness.
I know. I mean, even consignment stores won't take that.
Yeah,
seriously?
Right.
Seriously?
Yeah.
But hopefully they raise a lot of money for charity.
I'll give you $20.
Happy bidding. And that's your dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Because that's what she does best. And it's brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need a holiday loan, they can help you out with $1,000 holiday loans now available. For all the details and to see if you qualify, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right. Jennifer Aniston says there's definitely not a reboot of Friends happening.
How many times has she answered that question
in
life?
People keep asking.
But she did leave the door open about the whole gang having something in the works. So she appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And, of course, questioned by Ellen about a potential reboot or revival. And she said, listen, we would love for there to be something, but we don't know what that something is.
BFFs.
So we're just trying. We're working on something.
New show title.
New show title, BFFs.
Yeah. BFFs.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to keep it
forever.
Friends. Just got to keep it friends.
One up from Friends.
So that was
just
all she
let the
say.
Show die slowly, please.
No, she
Done
said she doesn't want to lead people on. But that's the thing is there's a whole new resurgence of it. People are loving watching all the original shows again. Why would you need a reboot?
Yeah.
If the original is still just as popular, you know? So And a reunion might be nice, but maybe that's what that one picture was from Instagram
that
she shared with us.
That was it.
That's all we get. LA Lakers star LeBron James loves Taco Tuesdays. It's like his favorite day.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent some of that love to the firefighters and first responders who were fighting the California wildfires. LeBron,
that's nice.
He had to evacuate his Brentwood mansion. He sent taco food trucks to all those tirelessly working to put out the fires, according to TMZ. So LeBron said, my appreciation and loyalty to the first responders. Those men and women are unbelievable with what they're doing and their bravery throughout this time. And, you know, some people could say, you could say, yeah, well, that's their job. Well, you know what, though? They are risking their lives. They are working, like, unlimited hours.
A big difference from us here in the studio to fighting fires.
I know, right?
Absolutely.
Just a little?
A little tiny
really?
Bit different.
Absolutely.
DinaStirk.com.
Well, as you may know, Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary's wife, Linda, was charged with careless operation of a vessel that left two people dead in that September fatal boat crash in Canada. Now, at the time, they said that Linda could face 18 months in prison or $1 million fine. And now the prosecution has changed the initial charge. We don't know why, but they said they reviewed it. And the maximum penalty Linda will face is a $10,000 fine. But her lawyer had a good argument last month saying that they were charging her with an offense under the Shipping Act. And this was not, these were not laws that pertain to recreational vehicles. They were charging her with more of being of an official
like a shipping boat, like
shipping
those huge
boat.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be different, I
and
guess.
They're claiming the other boat didn't have their lights on.
Right.
So,
so they were
why
kind
the
of at fault, too.
Happened.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure this has been very stressful for the family, and I'm sure that they see this as good news for them that she wouldn't have to go to jail.
DinaStirk.com.
Halloween Town star Kimberly J. Brown, always and forever known as Teen Witch Marnie Piper in the classic Disney Channel films. She has her own Etsy shop called Craftily Creative that even has a whole bunch of Halloween Town themed stuff.
Ooh,
now, Kimberly,
nice.
She's 34 now. She said she only started doing Halloween Town themed stuff when fans started requesting items with quotes from the films, like a shirt that reads, being normal is vastly overrated.
Mm-hmm.
That was originally said by the late Debbie Reynolds character, Grandma Aggie. And she said she loves getting to create with the fans over the years, and it's a way for her to pay homage to the fans and to these films that have meant so much to her. So she said, for me to keep creating when I'm not filming and working. So we'll keep creating as long as the fans will have us.
That's great. Hopefully the movie company is okay with that.
Yeah, or as long as Disney like doesn't sue you.
Trademark kind of thing. I'm sure she's got approval. I'm sure it's all
I
good.
I hope so.
She was flying under the radar.
Until Dina's Dirt.
That's
thank you very much.
Right. And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 647 and 840 with the podcast at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.